Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, part of the Pitcherless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard. I will be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from Friday, August 7th. And while Thursday was a very slow news day, Friday absolutely has not been. And we will start with the headline news. Hunter Green will undergo right elbow surgery. He is expected to miss the rest of the season and part of 2027 as well. This is devastating news for Hunter Green, for fantasy managers, and for baseball. Green pitched just over, 20 innings this year. Over the last couple of years, his total is less than 130 innings for the both 25 and 26 combined. Green, the flame-throwing righty, has had troubles staying on the mound throughout his career, and in his fifth MLB season, that is continuing. So very rough news coming out of Cincinnati. Yimi Garcia has thoracic outlet syndrome. He will be out for 2026, and his status next year is, of course, in question. Matt Chapman, more likely than not, is going to require season-ending core surgery, and that verbiage is exactly what was coming out of San Francisco. Chapman, the premier third baseman, has not been having an excellent year by all any stretches, but nevertheless is going to be very impactful here for the fantasy future. Luis Urias hits the 10-day IL with a left quad strain. Slade Cecioni hits the 15-day IL with an arm fatigue. Joey Bart hits a 15-day IL with a hand fracture. Ben Williamson hits the 10-day IL with right hamstring strain. And Kevin Cash says he will miss, quote, significant time. And finally, Carson Bench left the game today after a collision in the with the outfield wall and subsequent left wrist pain. If you hear a train going in the background, that is the leaving hopes of Mets fans. Rehab starts and recovery updates. Matt Shaw is still weeks away from returning. Adley Rutschman has supposed to have a rehab assignment within days. That's the story coming out. Justin Martinez, the flame-throwing arm for the Diamondbacks, threw an inning in A-ball rehab. He is expected to join things soon. And O'Neill Cruz has been assigned for a rehab assignment. So the tall stop is returning. Transactions to note, Kalen Culpepper was called up top, one of the top prospects for the Minnesota Twins. More on his debut later. Carson Williams has been recalled, and Jackson Jobe has been activated. He will start today. So with that out of the way, we now move on to our notable performances, and we go to my hitter of the day. And this is going to be a guy who has been sputtering for months after a really hot start, but has always had some power in him. Cam Smith goes 3-for-4 with a pair of home runs. Smith has one of the highest bat speeds in the majors, and so he is very enticing as a player. If he can get the elevation, the bat on the ball more, damage can be done. He's able to do it here with two home runs for the Astros. Kevin McGonigal goes 3-for-4 with a walk as he is continuing to be one of the most effective contact hitters in baseball. Spencer Torkelson goes 3-for-4, you know, as he is known to do. All singles, definitely a Spencer Torkelson thing. So Julio Rodriguez goes 2-for-4 with a home run and a stolen base. He's been quite good in August. The second half, Julio may be showing signs of life. Jonathan Aranda goes 2-for-4 with a home run. Isaac Paredes goes 3-for-5 with a double. Geraldo Perdomo goes 2-for-4 with a double and a triple in a weird stat line. TJ Rumfeld and Jake McCarthy both go 3-for-4 for the Colorado Rockies. Mason Wynn has an odd day, goes 1-for-3 with a walk, but two stolen bases to go along with it. Pete Crow Armstrong continues to build on his MVP case with a 1-for-3, 2-walk, and stolen base day. Pedro Ramirez goes 2-for-4 in a home run for the Cubs rookie. Josh Bell, an excellent day at the plate, 4-for-5 with a home run. And I said I'd talk about it in a bit. Kalen Culpepper gets a home run on his MLB debut. He goes 1-for-4, but that one was a very big one for the Minnesota Twins. Luis Lara, another top prospect, goes 2-for-3 with a walk. Bryce Terang, 2-for-4 with a walk and a double. Stephen Kwan goes 3 for 5 and he hits his second home run of the year. Kwan has been electric in the last month and a half, and he continues to do it here by providing a little bit of power, something he has really not flashed in, frankly, well over a year. Angel Martinez goes 2 for 5 with a grand slam. Mike Trout goes 1 for 3 with a home run and a walk. Kyle Stowers has a 4 for 4 day. Ester Ruiz, I want to talk about him, 1 for 2 with a pair of walks. Ruiz has not been in the lineup a ton, but when he's been there, he has been excellent. Not only getting on base and hitting for contact and a bit of fleeting power, but also a ton of stolen bases, which was his big attribute coming up. So keep an eye on him, maybe in some deeper leagues worth an ad. The entire Boston offense went ballistic, 15 hits, 13 runs. We'll talk about Boston more in a second, but everyone got a hit in that lineup. Matt McClain went 2 for 3 in a home run. Dalen Lyle goes 2 for 4 with a double and a home run. And finally, AJ Ewing goes 3 for 4 with a double and a stolen base for the Mets. That is going to be the hitters and the notable performances. Check out the Daily Batters box for more information on all of these hitters and then some. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll return with my report of the starting pitchers, my reliever report, and a preview of today's games. See you in a bit. Welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. We now move on to talk about the starting pitcher performances from yesterday. And my pitcher of the day, in a day that had a lot of good performances, a lot of interesting ones by a lot of marquee names, is a new kid on the block. It is Peyton Tolley having an absolute monster showing against the Athletics. In a previous decade, this would be an outing that would probably flirt with like the Kerry Wood 20 strikeout game. And I mean that with no hyperbole. 6 innings, 1 earned run, 2 hits, no walks, 14 strikeouts on 84 pitches, 24 whiffs, 43 CSW percent. This was a clinic. Tolley set up about a tick and a half on his velocity. His pitch mix was a little different. He did not use his sinker nearly as much, was more fastball cutter curve, and it worked brilliantly for him. He was locating high and outside. He was getting chases. He was getting whiffs, and the curveball was really interesting. Tolley throws basically 2 curveballs. He throws one fairly in a normal position, low and away. He throws another one kind of high. He has this like deceptive curveball, and it was located at the top part of the zone, sort of a, I don't want to say it's a get me over pitch, but definitely freezes the hitters up. It's a neat one. He dropped that in a few times, and for Tolley, it was just a masterclass start. Definitely one that, you know, could have was dependent on the hitters biting, but my goodness, they bit on the fastballs every single time. Could not touch it. Tolley's fastballs have a lot of run as well as a decent amount of vertical movement relative to their velocity. So all that means is that with that 6-6 stride, they is moving. And it was amazing here. 24 whiffs, 14 strikeouts in just 6 innings. Absolutely brilliant. Drew Rasmussen has an admirable performance as well, as an honorable mention. 7 innings, no earned runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts on 91 pitches. 12 whiffs and 31 CSW percent. A little erratic but effective start from Rasmussen. Logan Gilbert gets 6 2/3 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 4 walks, 6 Ks, 95 pitches. 12 whiffs, 25 CSW percent. The stuff was pretty decent. The location's not so much. Still able to be pretty decent. Robbie Ray was not. 5 innings, 4 earned runs, 7 hits, 5 walks, 2 Ks, 92 pitches, 5 whiffs, 16 CSW percent. And one of the marquee names heading over to San Diego has not shown his flowers there. Tyler Mahle goes 6 innings, no earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 9 Ks on 92 pitches, 12 whiffs, 30 CSW percent. And I want to note, no sliders thrown. Mahle has been a fastball splitter slider guy for years, and not a single slider was thrown for Mahle. So maybe a bit of a pitch mix change or just an odd start. Either way, was effective. Jose Soriano makes his debut with the Toronto Blue Jays. 4 2/3 innings, 100 run, 4 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks, 94 pitches. Got 18 whiffs, 31 CSW percent. Was more curveball dependent than normal and was reasonably effective with it, although barely erratic. Nevertheless, he gets the erratic but effective tag. Zach Wheeler gets 5 1/3 innings, but got knocked around, and a lot of that by his own fault. 4 earned runs, 7 hits, 5 walks, 6 strikeouts. And get this, hey, for all the folks that were concerned about his longevity and how his arm was going to hold up, 116 pitches. And I actually have not done the research as to if that's the most pitches in a start this year, but it is dang close. 116 pitches from Zach Wheeler, 16 whiffs, 25 CSW percent. He just could not find the splitter the entire start. He was trying it. He was not getting it, not getting a ton of chases, not getting it in the strike zone. And that kind of collapsed things on him. Kyle Leahy goes and gets five innings, 2 earned runs, 8 hits, no walks though, and 8 strikeouts on 82 pitches, gets 14 whiffs for 35 CSW percent. And Kevin Gausman, 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks on 96 pitches in his Cubs debut, 14 whiffs, 30 CSW percent. And I just want to give a honorable mention to I want to give an honorable mention to David Sandlin, who had to relieve Noah Schultz after Schultz was pulled by Will Venable after throwing just a third of an inning. there was a managerial issue. He was too many mound visits, and because of that, Schultz had to be removed. And on a game which you will remember was right after the Red Sox had to duel the White Sox for 13 innings and a bunch of pitchers were used for Chicago, the bullpen was completely exasperated, and thus David Sandlin had to come in and throw a little under 6 innings in spontaneous relief. And did not do a great job, but who could in those circumstances? And I just want to say, you know what? First of all, it's really funny. And second of all, considering the circumstances, just good to get through the game. That is going to be the recap of the starting pitching. For more information, give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen and check out Nick and Jake's daily SP roundups as we now move on to the reliever report. And there was a ton of saves yesterday. My goodness. Tyler Rogers gets his 4th save of the year for the Toronto Blue Jays. Clayton Beater, his 12th for the Washington Nationals. Jose Fermin picks up his 1st save for the Angels. Raymond Burgos picks up his 1st save. It's a long save for the Boston Red Sox. Yoandris Gomez picks up his 16th save of the year for the Minnesota Twins. Jacob Webb picks up his 7th save of the year. Brian Lee O'Brien picks up his 28th save of the year for the St. Louis Cardinals. Jacob Latz, his 22nd for the Texas Rangers. Josh Hader, his 16th of the year, racking him up for the Houston Astros. Brian Baker picks up his league-leading 33rd save for the Tampa Bay Rays, and Dylan Smith picks up his 2nd save of the year for the San Francisco Giants. You'll notice one name wasn't there. Who blew it? Edwin Diaz. Diaz, of course, signed a huge contract, one of the marquee names going to the Dodgers this offseason. He allows a walk, gets a strikeout, and then a 2-run shot to have the Diamondbacks walk off the Dodgers. That is now their 7th consecutive loss for Los Angeles. Now, they have already amassed a huge lead, and there's, you know, for the division, that's fine. But quietly, the Dodgers have been sputtering here in August, really just not being able to get wins on the board. They are now 3rd in the National League. And we'll see how the Braves and Brewers are going to be able to capitalize on this. Maybe sending the Dodgers to the division or to the wild card round, which would be a hoot. Wouldn't that be something to see them face off against those Diamondbacks, the Phillies, the Cubs? Crazy things have happened. So That is the reliever report as we now look forward to the full slate of games today on this lovely Saturday. The Angels at the Marlins is one of the games I want to highlight. It's Walbert Urania versus Sandy Alcantara. The Orioles at the Rangers is Kyle Bradish versus Jacob deGrom. The Tigers at the Giants will be the season debut and one of the few stars for Jackson Jobe versus Landon Roop. And the game of the day for me is going to be a generational matchup. And I mean that in the fact that we have two generational pitchers dueling each other in a very important game for both of their standings. Braves at the Yankees, it is Chris Sale versus Garrett Cole, two of the best pitchers of the last 15 years. They will be going at it late in their careers in a key spot for their teams. That's going to be my game of the day, and that's going to be the First Pitch podcast today. For more information and a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitchless.com. For further access, sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PLV apps, and to support the Pitchless staff like myself. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me on First Pitch Podcast or on the Shallows Podcast. Gosh, I've read this probably 50 times this year, and I still can't do it cleanly. You can find me on the Shallows Podcast with my great co-host, Eric Henriksen, as well as on the website formerly known as Twitter, at CarsBucardPL. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.